My name is Becky Schnexer, and you're listening to the Expedition Schnexer Podcast. Thank you for joining this special season of the Expedition Schnexer podcast, all about Antarctica, preparation for the expedition itself, and what happens afterwards. All right, my friends, the expedition starts in 24 hours. You heard that correctly, 24 hours. But really, what I like to call the day before my expedition start are the panic day, the day that I unpack and repack several times, the times I bring every little thing that I think I need for an expedition. I spend quality time with it debating, do I need this? Do I not need this? Do I need five more things or do I need seven less things? So that's where I am today. I believe that I have finally reached the arrangement of my packing, that the final arrangement of my packing, and I'm ready to go. But I can tell you for certain, I will probably go through my bags one more time tonight and probably one more time tomorrow before I leave. It's just part of my process. It doesn't matter whether I'm going on an expedition to a place that I've never been before, like this one when I'm going to Antarctica, or if I'm going somewhere that I've been several times, like the Amazon. Part of my packing and my preparation ritual is packing and unpacking several times. I think it's just my brain and my body's way of looking over what I've put in my bags and making sure that that's really what I want and that's really what I need. I am a minimalist when it comes to packing, so I have this big fear that I'm not going to have packed something that I really, really need. So my first few iterations of packing, my brain thinks it's great for a little bit, and then it has to go back and it has to recheck and check and check and check over and over and move this item to a different place in the bag, or maybe that goes in the carry-on, not in the checked bag, or maybe that's in the checked bag, but let me rearrange within my checked bag what goes in a certain place, you know, for whatever reason, whether it's weight distribution, whether it's I don't know. I think that's the big thing is weight distribution, because although you check a bag, right, there are parts of the journey that you do have to carry that, and so you. At least for me, for my brain and for my body, I need a specific weight distribution and location of certain items within those things. But I am very particular about how I pack, no matter how many times I do it, pack and repack and do it all over again at least five more times before I go. Over my expeditions, it's always something random that I forget, that just slips my mind. Oftentimes it's a toothbrush. So actually my last few expeditions, that's been the first thing that I put in my carry-on luggage is my toothbrush and my toothpaste tablets. So when I travel particularly, I don't like to bring a toothpaste tube, and I'm trying to convert completely over to toothpaste tablets anyway. So when I travel, I have a container of toothpaste tablets that go. So recently that's been the first thing that goes in the bag, because there have been a couple times that I have forgotten it, which isn't a huge deal, because just in country, I will buy myself a new toothbrush and toothpaste, or hopefully if they have toothpaste tablets, I'll grab those. Or sometimes if I'm lucky enough, I'll go to a place where there are natural items like plants. Specifically in Peru, there's a reed that you can use for your teeth to clean them. So, but that's a major one that I've forgotten. I know there was an expedition once that I only had the underwear that I wore on the first leg of the trip, because that was something that I just forgot to put in my bag, which again, isn't a huge deal. You just wash it and reuse it many, many, many times and just hope that that's not, you know, a month-long expedition because that gets old. But you can always in country again, you can get that item. Early on in my expedition career, something that was common that I would forget would be pajamas, something separate from my regular clothing to sleep in. Which isn't, again, none of these things are deal breakers, right? There are alternatives. Usually you can just get something in country or, you know, you just make do with what you have. You wear your regular clothes to bed. But the first few expeditions that I forgot pajamas, I just took clothes that I did not wear that day and I wore them to sleep. And after taking a shower, and then that was fine. That actually ended up being, I would sleep in that. And then that was what I wore the next day because, right, I took a shower, I went to sleep in them. I wake up and there we go. My outfit is ready to go. So it worked out. If I forget my pajamas, that's not something that I rush out in country to go replace. It's not as big a deal as something like brushing your teeth is kind of a big deal. So that's something that I have had to replace before, but pajamas are definitely packed. I packed some flannel pajamas for this expedition because it's going to be cold. I think clothing wise for this expedition, when it comes to packing, I did a really good job of packing just what I needed and making sure that they are warm. The last thing I want to do is be out in the middle of the ocean freezing, right? That's not fun. So today though, it's just been the manic pack, unpack and repack day. And like I said, I think I'm ready, but I know for sure, probably in just a few minutes when I finish recording this, I'll go check one more time tonight. And then in the morning, stuff like hairbrush, last minute things, maybe a cord or two, like charging cords need to be thrown in my bag. But this is welcome to the day before the expedition, you guys. You're getting in my head and getting into my routine here with the things that I do and when I do them and the little things that make me who I am on my expeditions. So thank you for joining and listening to the craziness. This nonstop talking is also part of the process. Just before I leave, I'm one of two things. I'm either super extra talkative, which is, you know, it's hard to do. I'm a talkative person, or I'm very, very quiet. But that generally happens the morning of. As soon as I am starting the first leg of an expedition, I'll get really, really quiet. And then you'll know that I've settled down, I've calmed down, and I'm okay when I start talking again and I start talking a lot. So today, manic packing, unpacking, and uncontrollable talking day. So we'll see in the next episode, what's the difference? How am I changing? How is my demeanor changing along this expedition? But regardless, you guys, thanks for being here. As always, send me your questions, send me your curiosities, send me your wonderings, and I will address those in these episodes. But until next time, my friends, I'll catch you on the flip side. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Expedition Schnexer. I hope you tune in next time.